From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
VOI listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, diplomatic corner, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesian government says health technology industry helps maintain demographic bonuses. Pope Francis urged world religions to unite against environmental devastation. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where the Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto said that digital transformation in the health technology services industry is needed amid the bonus demographic momentum. He also remarked at the biomedical campus launching at the biomedical hub building in Tangerang, Banten, that biomedical health is very important. The government has also carried out reform in the health sector through special economic zones such as health clinic in Sanur, Bali for health research and health treatment, and is expected to become one integrated zone in the future. He added that the development of the healthcare industry is important considering that Indonesia is experiencing demographic momentum until 2038. Therefore, a young and productive generation is needed, which can be achieved through proper education and the health sector. Moreover, Minister Erlangga Hartarto also remarked that the digital economy will be encouraged by Indonesia in its 2023 ASEAN Chairmanship through the Digital Economy Framework Agreement or DEFA initiation. Pope Francis said on Sunday that it was essential for all world religions to unite in opposing the rapacious devastations of the environment. The 86-year-old Pope had planned to preside at the opening of the Faith Pavilion at the COP28 climate conference in Dubai, but a lung inflammation forced him to remain in the Vatican. Religions, he said, need urgently to act for the sake of the environment, educate their members to sober and fraternal lifestyles instead of wasteful ones, and work for a return to individual contemplation of nature's grandeur. According to the Pope, this is an essential obligation for religions, which are called to teach contemplation, since creation is not only an ecosystem to preserve, but also a gift to embrace. A world poor in contemplation will be a world polluted in soul, a world that will continue to discard people and produce waste. Head of the Padang Search and Rescue Agency in West Sumatra, Abdul Malik, confirmed that 11 hikers were found dead following the eruption of Mount Merapi on Sunday. He also said that there were a total of 75 hikers, 49 of them were successfully evacuated safely. Some of the evacuated climbers have been admitted to nearby hospitals in Bukit Tinggi City and Padang Panjang City for intensive care today. Meanwhile, some have returned to their homes. The joint team is also still searching for 12 missing hikers. The Padang SAR agency could not yet confirm the identities of 11 deceased hikers because the rescue team is still collecting data and conducting rescue operations. Upon arrival in Syria, Indonesian athletes immediately trained and adapted to the venue for the 2023 Wounded Homeland Games competition in the Al-Fayya Sport Hall area and at Tishrin Stadium on Sunday. Quoted from the official statement from the Indonesian Paralympic Committee NPC on Monday, two Indonesian badminton athletes, Wiwin Andri and Maman Nurjaman, admitted that they enjoyed their time while training with Syrian and Iraqi players. Both of them hope that the match, which starts today, will run smoothly and hope to win gold medals. Meanwhile, the Indonesian badminton coach Hari Susanto said that he is confident that his team will be able to overcome the opposing players. His side is confident that Indonesian badminton will be able to win gold because the team's ability is above their opponents. Let's move on to the international news, where a 7.4 magnitude offshore earthquake that hit southern Philippines late Saturday night has killed at least one and injured two others. Local authorities reported Sunday. The Philippines National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Council was still assessing the quake's impact and has yet to confirm any quake-related death or injuries. In an updated report on Sunday, the Philippines Institute of Volcanology and Seismology upgraded the magnitude of the earthquake from 6.9 to 7.4. The institute reported the tectonic quake, which was felt in parts of Mindanao Island and central Philippines, will cause damage. The institute has recorded over 500 aftershocks till Sunday morning, some with magnitude of over 5 and 6. The institute also issued a tsunami warning Saturday night, prompting residents living in the coastal areas close to the epicenter to evacuate to higher grounds or move farther inland. The residents returned home after the institute lifted the tsunami alert. The United States condemned the horrific terrorist attack during the Catholic Mass at the university in southern Philippines that killed at least four people and injured dozens. The State Department said on Sunday the United States is in close contact with its Philippine partners and stand with Filipinos in rejecting the act of violence. Major Ali Knight Moner, spokesperson of the Lanao del Sur Police Office, told News 5 radio stations on Monday Mindanao State University is continuing operation as it is the period for final exams. Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. and security officials said on Sunday the crime was perpetrated by foreign terrorists. Hours after the Islamic State claimed responsibility for the bombing of the MSU gymnasium located in the southern part of Marawi City, which was besieged by Islamist militants for 5 months in 2017. The 15th International Conference on Air Services Negotiation, which is affiliated with the International Civil Aviation Organization, was opened in Riyadh on Sunday, with the aim of working to keep pace with rapid developments in the aviation sector. More than 700 experts and specialists in the aviation industry, along with delegations from more than 100 countries and organizations, are also attending the event, which takes place from December 3rd to 7th. The Kingdom's efforts in supporting its partners across the world to grow in the transportation and logistics services sector were acknowledged with special thanks to King Salman and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Saudi Arabia's Minister of Transport and Logistics Services, Saleh Al-Jasser, who is also chairman of the Board of Directors of the General Authority of Civil Aviation, said that the hosting of the ICANN 2023 came in light of the unlimited support the air transport sector enjoyed from them. Listener, now let's move on to a commentary on climate damage fund agreement at COP28 opening in Dubai. Agreement on compensatory fund for climate change was successfully achieved on the first day of the COP28, the 28th conference of the parties to the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change in Dubai, held from November 30th until December 12, 2023. If the compensatory fund is going to be operational next year, the developing countries can receive the fund when experiencing loss because of climate-related disasters like flood, drought, and extreme heat. The agreement was an extraordinary success in the beginning of the climate summit. Earlier, there were different opinions on the fund, especially among developing countries and prosperous countries. Donor-rich countries urged the funding to be done by the World Bank. However, the developing countries saw the West is too dominating the World Bank. Now, the agreement was achieved that at least one member of the developing countries will sit in the committee. In the summit in Dubai, President Joko Widodo said that Indonesia has successfully reduced carbon emission by increasing deforestation control and forest degradation, as well as getting recognition from the international community. But Indonesia is yet to receive full payment for its success in reducing emissions as agreed in the REDD Plus mechanism. Regarding the appropriate operations of the Climate Damage Fund, mainly on the number and contribution from industrial countries, it must still wait until next year. However, the Climate Damage Compensation Fund agreement was good news for the COP28 in Dubai, which was joined by 200 countries. Obviously, two wars have replaced climate as the hottest geopolitical issues. The climate summit was held in a year that is almost the hottest year in history. In 2023, there were 86 days on which the average temperature rose by 1.5 degrees if compared before the Industrial Revolution. The extreme condition faced by the world in 2023 is often mentioned as the new normal without additional climate policy. The new normal condition was worried to lead to a more extreme new normal. All summit participants in Dubai knew that there was a big gap between what was needed to prevent the warming from being uncontrollable and what has been agreed so far. Fundamentally, all agreed that there is more to be done in line with the Paris Agreement 2015, which was signed by almost all countries in the world. But the discussion was always tough.
Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
We begin today in history with the event on December 4, 1945 about National Artillery Day. On December 4, 1945, Lieutenant General Urip Sumoharjo, who served as Chief of Staff of the People's Security Army and temporary commander, inaugurated the first artillery headquarters in Indonesia. The headquarters is part of the Arms Department of the Army Headquarters MPT, which was located in Yogyakarta on December 4, 1945. Artillery is the term for a form of heavy equipment weapons. Initially, the term artillery was used to refer to any heavy equipment that fired projectiles on the battlefield, but gradually it changed to heavy weapons complete with troops. Let's move on to the next event. In 1976, about the formation of the separatist movement Free Aceh Movement, or GAM. On December 4, 1976, Hasan Ditiro and his followers issued a statement against the Indonesian government through the Free Aceh organization GAM, that is an armed separatist movement, and its goal is to separate Aceh from Indonesia. Conflict between the Indonesian government and GAM caused differences. This desire had been going on from 1976 until 2005 and killed almost 15,000 people. This movement is also known as the Aceh Sumatra National Liberation Front, or ASNLF. GAM was led by Hasan Ditiro for almost 3 decades, living in Sweden, and he was a citizen of Sweden. On June 2, 2010, he obtained his Indonesian citizenship status just a day before he passed away in Banda Aceh. We entered in history with the event in 2009 about explosions at the cafe in Perm, Russia. On December 4, 2009, around 76 people are believed to have died and around 60 people were hospitalized as a result of an explosion that occurred in cafe in Perm City, Ural, Russia. The explosion occurred at 23:15 Moscow time and was followed by a fire. The local official said that most of the victims inhaled smoke and were trampled while saving themselves. The majority of the victims were cafe employees and relatives of the cafe employees because the cafe was celebrating its anniversary. Other sources said that at least 109 people had died.
Pernah ada
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on Indonesia ensures 2030 volume net sink target at COP28 Dubai. The Indonesian government at the 28th United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change Conference of the Parties or COP28 in Dubai, United Arab Emirates confirmed that the 2030 forest and other land uses or FOLU net sink target will be according to plan. Indonesian Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya at the opening of the Indonesian Pavilion at COP28 in Dubai, United Arab Emirates on Thursday said that in the last decade, Indonesia has had an important role in supporting substantial negotiations at the Conference of the Parties United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. A number of monumental steps and policies were created, one of which was the Forest and Other Land Uses or FOLU Net Sink 2030 Operational Plan, a guide to practical climate action in Indonesia, which was the result of discussions at the COP26 in Glasgow 2 years ago. Siti Nurbaya in her statement explained that at COP28, Indonesia's priority was to highlight the main results of the climate actions carried out, especially in ensuring that Indonesia's FOLU Net Sink 2030 climate targets continued according to plan. Siti Nurbaya hopes that Indonesia can maintain control and play a decisive role in achieving the goal, namely increasing net zero emissions by 2060 or sooner. The minister also conveyed important results from the climate change actions that Indonesia is carrying out under President Joko Widodo's leadership. She added that the FOLU Net Sink 2030 climate target, which was launched at COP26, is a climate commitment and implementation with a strong legal basis. The regulation was signed by the President in October 2021. According to Siti Nurbaya, Indonesia has reduced deforestation more than other countries in recent years. Indonesia remains steadfast in ensuring that the FOLU sector contributes to reducing Indonesia's emissions by 60%. Siti Nurbaya explained, this year, Indonesia is showing its leadership in the field of controlling climate change, namely, only 16% of the total forest and land fires were caused by peat fires and did not cause smoke haze across borders. Siti Nurbaya stated that the results achieved by Indonesia were the result of real action against climate change on the ground, including success in avoiding large fires during the global COVID-19 pandemic. That was My Indonesia Today.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. VOI listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder takes you to Batu Topeng Beach, which is a tourist spot in Karimun Jawa, Central Java. The name of this beach is quite unique and interesting. This beach is named Batu Topeng Beach because the shape of the rocks there resembles a mask, or in Indonesian we call it topeng. Batu Topeng Beach was previously still a forest and there was no road access to get there except by boat. But now, visitors or tourists who come to Karimun Jawa can go to Batu Topeng Beach by motor vehicles with a travel time of about 30 minutes. The location of Batu Topeng Beach is precisely in Alang-Alang Village, Karimun Jawa District. This beach is 9 kilometers from the center of Jepara Regency. At Batu Topeng Beach, you can snorkel from the beach to the middle of the sea. Besides, you can also visit the islands close to Batu Topeng Beach by renting a fishing boat or a local boat, which has been prepared for the trip. If you go alone, it's better to join other people. About the capacity of the boat, you don't need to worry, because usually this fishing boat can accommodate up to about 15 adults, and the rental price is also cheaper. Listener, you can enjoy the underwater beauty of this beach while swimming. If you swim towards the middle of the sea, you can find various types of fish and colorful coral reefs. Batu Topeng Beach also has beautiful sea views with light blue water combined with light green, which produces very beautiful gradient colors. In addition, from the beach and sea, you can enjoy the beautiful sunset. At night, you can stay at Batu Topeng Beach. You can also camp on the beach while lighting a campfire and grilling fish. Here, you don't need to worry about starving, because on the beach, there are several food and drink sellers. From the beach, you can taste delicious food while enjoying the beautiful views and gusts of wind that will make you feel at home on this beach for a long time. Well, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kuakui ku sangat-sangat menginginkanmu. Tapi kini ku sadar ku di antara kalian. Aku tak mengerti ini semua harus terjadi. Ku akui ku sangat-sangat mengharapkanmu. Tapi kini ku sadar, ku tak akan bisa. Aku tak mengerti, ini semua harus terjadi. Lupakan aku, kembali. Siapa-siapa untukmu, ku cintaimu, tak berarti bahwa ku harus memilikimu selamanya. Sangat-sangat menginginkanmu.
tapi kini ku sadar ku di antara kalian. Aku tak mengerti ini semua harus terjadi. Lupakan aku, kembali padanya. Aku bukan siapa-siapa untukmu. Ku cintaimu, tak berarti bahwa ku harus memilikimu selamanya. Siapa untukmu, ku cintaimu, tak berarti bahwa ku harus memilikimu selamanya. Lupakan aku, kembali padanya. Aku bukan siapa-siapa.
VOI listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, introducing Indonesian vocabulary and expression that guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is Setiap Tahun, which means every year. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation about Setiap Tahun, which means every year. This conversation is between Chris and Ayu, Chris's friend from a vlog community. Chris and Ayu were at a batik carnival in Solo. Ayu told Chris that the Solo Batik Carnival is held every year. Well, let's listen to the conversation.
Wah, Karnaval Batik Solo. Banyak orang memakai kostum batik yang unik.
Mereka melewati beberapa jalan utama di Solo.
Apakah karnaval ini diadakan setiap tahun?
Iya, biasanya setiap bulan Juni.
Oke,
After listening to the conversation, now I will introduce you some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic, setiap tahun, which means every year. I'm going to say each word 2 times, and please repeat after me. Carnaval, carnaval, which means carnival. Diadakan, diadakan. Being held, setiap tahun, setiap tahun, which means every year. Apakah karnaval ini diadakan setiap tahun? Which means, is the carnival held every year? Karnaval Batik Solo, karnaval Batik Solo, which means Solo Batik Carnival. Banyak orang, banyak orang, which means many people. Kostum batik, which means batik costume. Unik, unik, which means unique. Melewati, melewati, which means pass through. Jalan utama, jalan utama, which means main road. Biasanya, biasanya, which means usually. Bulan Juni, bulan Juni, which means June. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, apakah karnaval diadakan setiap tahun? Apakah karnaval diadakan setiap tahun? Which means, is the carnival held every year? In the sentence, there is the expression, setiap tahun, setiap tahun, which means every year, which means the activity which is done every year or annually. To state the activity done in certain repetition, the word setiap, setiap, which means every, can be followed by adverb of time, such as hari, hari, or day, minggu, minggu, or week. Bulan, bulan, which means month. Tahun, tahun, which means year. In the sentence, the expression setiap tahun, which means every year, tells that the Solo Batik Carnival is held on a yearly basis or annually. Here is another example. Let's listen to some other examples using the word setiap, setiap, which means every, to tell about an activity done in certain repetition. Setiap bulan, which means every month. Setiap bulan ada pelatihan membatik di Galeri Batik Indonesia. Setiap bulan ada pelatihan membatik di Galeri Batik Indonesia. Setiap bulan ada pelatihan membatik di Galeri Batik Indonesia, which means there is a batik workshop at Batik Indonesia Gallery every month. Setiap hari, which means every day. Chris membuat vlog setiap hari. Chris membuat vlog setiap hari, which means Chris makes a vlog every day. For your information, Batik Indonesia was recognized as an intangible cultural heritage by UNESCO in 2009. Batik from Solo has a different pattern from other regions in Indonesia. The patterns on Batik Solo may include kawung or a coconut, parang or machete, and truntum or Spanish cherry. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Wah, Karnaval Batik Solo. Banyak orang memakai kostum batik yang unik.
Mereka melewati beberapa jalan utama di Solo.
Apakah karnaval ini diadakan setiap tahun?
Iya, biasanya setiap bulan Juni.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. We hope today's edition is useful for everybody who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Steve. Sampai jumpa.
Bahagia bersamamu, berada di sisimu, takkan pernah terpisah. Jika bisa ku ungkapkan sempurnanya dirimu, kau ciptaan terindah. Dan ku telah mencari sampai ke ujung dunia, tapi tak pernah ku temukan. 'Cause you, you are so beautiful, you, you are so beautiful. Segalanya tentangmu, apa adanya dirimu, membuatku terpana. Sepertinya ku bermimpi, mungkinkah ini terjadi? Ku tak ingin kau pergi, dan ku telah mencari sampai ke ujung dunia, tapi tak pernah ku temukan.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. The next segment is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Semuanya Untukmu by Rifki and accompanied by Arik Blink. The song, which means Everything's For You, was written by Kawendra in 2014 and released on October 14, 2022 through various digital music platforms and popularized by Rian De Angga. The song tells the story of someone who is in love. The journey that flows in every verse of this song ultimately leads to a perfect promise, which binds two hearts to complete each other, to prepare each other for the best love and heart. Well, listener, here is Rifki featuring Arik Bling with the song Semuanya Untukmu. Enjoy.
Terima kasih.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, wherever you are, that's our programs on the English program from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any comments, suggestion, criticism, any feedback for Voice of Indonesia, just drop us a line through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at VOI double underscore official. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok at VOI double underscore official and YouTube channel VOI official. I'm Rahma signing out. I'll see you in the next interesting edition of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.